Jets Clubhouse chatter as Jacksonville enters the final home weekend of the regular season here as we are working our way through the month of May with head coach Chris Hayes. I'm Scott Manzi. Dolphins hosting North Florida River City Rumble and a senior weekend here at John Sessions Stadium as we hope to close things out in style here in the 2022 season. Coach, first and foremost, have you remembered exactly where your car was parked, where the house is, everything like that after the long road trip we just got back?
I wish we could get some frequent flyer miles for the bus rides that we've been on. It'd be worth something, I can tell you that. But it's been, that's kind of what this, if we're going to do it, this is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. The guys aren't in class. All we have to worry about is playing baseball and it gives them a taste of minor league baseball. It really does. I mean, it took me back to my days of playing and, those long bus trips and how do you get comfortable for a little bit on that charter bus and then you got to maneuver a little bit and you can only sit in one spot for so long. And but yeah, 11 hours on a bus is a long ride. We did have a little bit of success up there in Lynchburg, but it sure would have been nicer to have two of them.
Mm-hmm. Looking at kind of the last five games as a whole, right? You play your longest road trip of the season. You go up to Lynchburg, Virginia, and you play three against a top 40 RPI team. Then you come right down and you play another ranked opponent in Florida State in a doubleheader on Tuesday in Tallahassee. What, regardless of the outcomes of the week, what does that do for the team to help them prepare for another situation coming up here at the end of the month where you're going to be playing good teams in short succession on the road?
Well, it confirms and gives the guys even more confidence that we can play with anybody in the country. And five games on the road against very, very high-quality competition. Liberty is as good as anybody in the country, especially at home on that turf. In that weather, I mean, that's we're in May and it's 49 degrees with the wind blowing 25 miles an hour and trying to figure out, okay, are we really here on this planet? If it was one of those weekends where it's like, wow, the weather was definitely something we didn't expect once we got up there. However, our guys responded to it, and it tells us, again, of the last five, we're 1-4. That's just what it is, and. But we've lost those four games by a total of five runs. And when you come out and you lose 2-1, you lose 2-1, you lose 5-4, and you lose 7-5, and we've got base runners all over the place, we've out-hit our opponent in each of those games. We have been in the middle of every single one of them, and it's been a fight tooth and nail all the way to the end. We can play with anybody in this country on their field no matter what's going on. And it's those games come down to one pitch, one execution, one driving a runner in, moving a runner over, getting a bunt down, executing a pitch in a critical moment. I mean, it comes literally, that's what it comes down to in each one of those games. And we just needed to do one more little thing to come out on the good side. And the guys know that. So by no means are they frustrated or their heads are hanging because we've lost four of our last five. Their chests are out, their heads are held high because they know we're that close. We're that close from being 5-0 in our last five.
Mm-hmm.
And we are playing really good baseball. There's some mistakes that we're making. We're not finishing some plays. We're not finishing a pitch. We're not finishing an at bat. But we're not that far away from finishing all three at the same time. So there's definitely encouragement, and the guys are in a good state of mind, and we're ready to roll this weekend.
I've certainly cleaned up a few things from what we saw earlier in the season as well. Errors aren't nearly as prevalent as they were at one point earlier this season, and it feels like a couple of guys are stepping up here late when it matters, especially on the mound in starting capacities. Michael Darrell Hicks and Christian Graham both turned in sensational starts over the weekend at Liberty. Christian Graham took as hard a loss as you'll ever take as he goes the distance and loses 2-1 in a tight one on the road in what was one of his best performances of his career. So, back to kind of focusing on where you've seen some growth from some of these guys ultimately on this team as we head down the stretch here in this season.
Yeah, the numbers, and really, you look at the numbers, and they don't lie who we are. We are a group of guys that got to play very clean defense. We've got to put pressure on them. We're gonna we're going to get on base and we're going to run the bases well. We've got to move guys around, and then we've got to attack the zone. When we're on the mound, we've got to attack the zone, force contact, use the strength of what we are, and that's our defense. And the guys have responded extremely well in the infield. We're playing really clean, and to have the starters settling in, and Heston Mosey has been doing a really good job, and mm-hmm. And to get those, and Tyler Nauman has really answered the bell recently, to get those guys and put them in those situations that they can thrive. It's again, like I said, man, we're really close. We're really close to exploding, and hopefully we can continue that ascension this weekend.
Well, as we look at it sitting here, 2 weeks left, 6 games in the regular season, 3 of those coming up here at home this weekend. And if you were a long way removed from that kind of head-scratching somewhat season conference opening series here at home against Kennesaw State. Since then, every single conference series played here at this ballpark has resulted in a series win. So this group, who is, you know, one play away, one pitch away, one piece of execution away in a lot of these road series, is finding ways to come through in a lot of tight ones here at home. So I imagine we're anticipating some more of the same, hopefully, here this weekend against North Florida.
Yeah, North Florida is playing really well, man. They are. I mean, and they came off of a – they took this week off, and they've got finals this week. And they played really well against Stetson, taking 2 of 3 from them at UNF last weekend. And, our conference records are the same. And they've played a really tough schedule, and they've had some quality wins over some really quality opponents. And we're going to have to play well. And no matter what – I mean, no matter really, truly, when it comes to JU and UNF – it doesn't really matter what the records say and who's playing well at a given time. This weekend, this opponent, these guys, we bring a high level of competition out of each other. You know, UNF plays really well against us. We play really well against them for the most part. And that's kind of what I expect this weekend. So really, we're gonna do the best we can to represent ourselves well and play to our highest capability, and I'm sure they're going to, and Coach Parrington's going to have that group ready to roll, because we're fighting for that conference berth. Nobody's really secured a conference berth yet, and we're right on the cusp of doing that. So we're getting to that point, man. 6 games left. We've got to make sure we take care of our business, and it's within our control.
And back at home, where, you know, regardless of how the series earlier this season played out, or how several of them over the last decade or so seem to play out over across the way, when teams come in here and when UNF comes in here, it's a different ball game because of the way this ballpark plays and the way this team year after year always seems to feel comfortable playing in this ballpark as well.
Yeah, and I mean, this is our home, and this is what we're built for. We're built to play at John Sessions, and we're going to take advantage of our athleticism in the outfield and our ability to field a baseball and pitch to our park, and that's just who we are. And so traditionally we do play well at home, and hopefully we can finish this weekend strong, especially with Senior Day being Sunday. Give us an opportunity to celebrate those guys that have really paid their dues in the green and gold, and hopefully send those seniors out on a positive note on Sunday.
Yeah, 5 guys getting honored here this weekend, guys who have graduated here at JU, earned a diploma, and will be recognized prior to Sunday's game. Christian Coypel, Tyler Nauman, Mason Adams, Leighton Alley, and Michael Darrell Hicks. In no particular order, just how I remembered them off the top of my head.
Yep.
But those guys, for whether it's been 1 year or many years, they've all had significant impacts here on this program, and will be great. I mean, I don't think we ever take any of these for granted anymore, right? The opportunities to showcase guys and thank them for what they've done in a JU uniform after losing out on the opportunity back in 2020 to do so. So
right.
Whether it was last year where a lot of those long-time guys were able to be finally recognized, or this year where we kind of settle back into a little more normal routine with it. But it will be a special moment to get those families here and to recognize them for their service.
Yeah, and to celebrate their – I mean, we're going to celebrate in a lot of ways, but to celebrate their contributions and how they've earned the right to wear this uniform. And these guys really have. And even though, like Leighton's been here – he's only been here a year. He's done everything that we've asked of him, and he's really bought into what it is that we're doing. He was very thankful for the opportunity to join our program, but since he's joined our program, he's done a great job of fitting in and really contributing in his own way, and helping out on the field, but also just how he is off the field. And, you know, with the other guys, you know, you talk about, you know, with Coypel and Mason, you know, and Michael Darrell Hicks, another guy that just joined the group this year, but he's, from the minute he stepped on campus and got in that locker room, he was really embraced, and he embraced what we are and really bought into what we are. But, you know, and it set the tone by Tyler Nauman and Christian Coypel and Mason Adams. They've kind of shown their guys the way. And, you know, and I'm happy to see that all of them are contributing in a big way at the end of their time in a mm-hmm. Dolphin uniform. And that's the thing that's so special, you know. And, you know, Mason's got one more start on this field. And, you know, and who knows? You know, if the draft doesn't – he's got – with this COVID situation, he's got one more year of eligibility. Yep. You know, Major League Baseball will probably end up calling his name, as they should. And I would expect that, you know, he gets that opportunity. But if for whatever reason he doesn't get that opportunity to play Major League Baseball or play in, you know, professional baseball, we're going to welcome him back with open arms. But, you know, if this is his last start on this surface, on that mound, you know, I know it'll be a good one for him. And then, you know, with Michael Darrell Hicks and Christian Coypel and Tyler Nauman, they've exhausted their eligibility, and this will be it for them. You know, so to get the chance to toe the rubber and to step in that box one more time, then it'll be fun, and it's worth celebrating. It's worth bringing acknowledgement to it and recognizing these guys' efforts and what they've meant to this program. You know, and they'll be great ambassadors for us. They'll be great ambassadors for the program. You know, for the university, they're going to be successful businessmen, husbands, fathers. They're good people, and they're going to be great contributors to society when they do step away from the game. But let's not, we won't celebrate that yet. We got to celebrate their yep. time here and finish this season strong. So,
well, there's something to be said for a lot of these guys for what, I don't know if they see the writing on the wall or do you get a little bit closer, but they seem to find another gear. We've seen that quite a bit over the years where the guys at the end of their time reach down and say, "Hey, listen, I'm going out, but I'm going out with a bang." Mm-hmm. And so great opportunity for those five to go ahead and continue, because a lot of them have started that ascension here toward the tail half of the season already, if they weren't already performing at a very high level. And we'll hope to continue to see that rise and helping this group close out this season on a high as a note as possible.
Oh, no.
You know, Mason Adams, a guy just to note, you know, 7 strikeouts away from 100 for the season. And that's something that Tyler Santana did last year, but not many guys have done that in a Jacksonville uniform
yep.
prior to him. It had been almost a decade since Chris Anderson did it before Tyler, and only 8 total have done it. So that'd be an excellent achievement for him, whether he's able to get it this weekend or the following, but it certainly seems to be on pace for that. So looking forward to celebrating those guys and looking forward to a River City Rumble series here this weekend, Coach. I mean, it's one last chance to put on the white pants and walk out of that locker room here at home in 2022. It doesn't feel like that long ago that it was opening weekend here, but here we are in sort of closing weekend. But still a lot of baseball left to be played, not just here this weekend, but over the course of this season as well, and looking forward to what all comes of the rest of this year.
Yep, and it's, you know, you look up, and I mean, we've played 47 games, and it feels like it's been a blink, and it really is. It just seems like every season we talk about it, and we talk about it with our players when they first get here, you know, in August. It's like, guys, you know, don't take a day for granted, because you're going to look up and it's going to be done, mm-hmm. and we're going to be at the end of the season. And, you know, and again, like and we giggle about it and laugh, and, you know, there are innings that feel like they will never end, you know, and they feel like they take years off your life, but the season flies by. And I mean, to look up, and we're right at the cusp of it, and we got three games at home and 3 games on the road, and then we go into the tournament, and it's hard to believe that we're at this point, but this isn't work. This is just what we do. This is who we are, and this is, we're having a great time doing it. Good, bad, or ugly, we're having a great time doing it, I can tell you that, and time flies. So we'll finish this thing well.
This weekend, 7 o'clock on Friday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. That is the Senior Day celebration prior to the game on Sunday. So hope to see you all out of John Session Stadium this weekend. If not, you know, you can head to JUDolphins.com, follow along with the action via the Jacksonville Dolphins Sports Network as well. Well, he is head coach Chris Hayes. I'm Scott Manzi, and coach, good luck this weekend, and looking forward to what's coming up here at the end of the season.
As always, appreciate your time, Scott.